Hi, I'm Mark Montecchio, editor of SearchOracle.com. I am here today with Ray Wong, principal analyst and CEO of Constellation Research. He's also the author of a popular enterprise software blog called A Software Insider's Point of View, and it is one of his blogs this week that we're going to talk about. Thanks for joining us, Ray.
No problem, Mark. Long time no talking. How have you been?
I'm doing well, thanks. So the title of your blog that you did this week that kind of caught my eye is Putting the Kibosh on ERP Vendor Sales Reps Who, quote-unquote, Troll for Indirect Access. So can you sum up for our listeners what exactly indirect access means and what the sales reps are doing?
So here's the bottom line. Basically, when you bought your software, you always thought that you paid for the number of users that were using the software, but you weren't going to leave this thing sitting around on its own. So it was going to connect to a whole bunch of other things, right? You'd connect your software, whether it was ERP or CRM, to each other, to other systems, the things that were having, you know, that were connecting, because this was part of a broader process of automating your systems and being able to pull this out for anything from reports to being able to integrate information with each other to actually democratizing that information to everybody inside the organization. And suddenly, a number of vendors are coming back and saying, oh, no, you cannot touch that software. As soon as you touch that software, we're going to charge you for it. And, you know, if you only bought 50 users for our software and you've got 1,000 on the other end, I got to charge you for another 1,000. And that's really what this issue about indirect access is. And some software vendors in the past, which kind of turned a blind eye to it and said, hey, that's not an issue, don't worry about that, are now coming back and saying, oh, we've got to audit you for that. You know, you haven't paid us for maintenance for years, or, hey, you really owe us more licenses because you're technically using these things. And we've had some crazy stuff. Like, we've had customers in the past tell us, and we had one customer that was a toll collection agency, and this large company went to them and said, look, you know, you're only paying for, you know, X number of seats, but you've got 1 million people that cross through the toll booths every month. They're all users. You need to pay for that. It's as ridiculous as this, and it's really starting with the sales reps.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, so it's not just company employees, but actually, say, their customers that are accessing the software that might be using Oracle software, for example, or something like that?
These are ballsy sales reps that are coming with this. And it's actually, you know, we talk about this in the blog, but I mean, it starts when a new or young sales rep comes in and, you know, they get the crappy accounts. Let's be honest. Like, it's like these are folks that haven't been able to close or companies that haven't responded. So they get the crappy accounts. And so they've come up with this playbook that pretty much says, hey, you know, I'm new. How are you doing? Well, you know, no one's been calling you in the past. Well, let's sit down and understand what you're using the software for. And they're just sitting there, and they're taking the notes, and they're like, oh, good, finally, someone that's actually paying attention to me. And so you tell them how you're using it and what's going on, and, you know, they get excited, and you get excited that someone's finally paying attention, you know, trying to understand what you need. And suddenly they call you again like 2-3 weeks later and say, well, it sounds like you could use this, you know, this other piece of software and something else, and, you know, maybe we should come by and take a look. And now you realize, oh, okay, they're trying to make a sale. And you're like, okay, that's fine. And then if you don't respond positively to the sale, then a couple more weeks later, they start threatening you. They're like, hey, you know, we think you've got this indirect access issue, and we probably should go send someone over to come audit you and find out how you're using your software. Can we come by next week? And then it gets worse, and it starts piling in. It starts getting the threats of lawsuits, and it just goes downhill fast. And this isn't just one customer we've talked to. We've talked to like 50, 60 customers per vendor. So it's going on at different vendors. It seems to be in someone's sales playbook. We're actually going to be talking to some of the vendors about this, about that kind of behavior. And we think it's just wrong. I don't know if the vendor management teams, like, know that this is happening, and if they knew that was happening, I don't know if they're condoning it. All I know is that it's happening at a large-scale basis. Audits, indirect access, all these threats are happening, especially with companies that haven't been paying or companies that, you know, haven't been growing their accounts.
Okay, interesting. So it seems almost like a last resort bullying tactic. So let me ask you something. Is this something where you're seeing increased activity of this, and why do you think that is?
I think that what's happening is there's a change in terms of how people buy software. And because of that change, the way the sales teams are trying to hit their numbers, this is kind of their way to compensate for that shift in terms of people, you know, buying cloud products easily. You know, they buy, swipe, you know, build what they need to do. And so this remaining base of on-premises customers that haven't made the move are what we traditionally call cautious adopters or laggards, right? If you think about a market, right, in every market, you know, there's market leader that's like 5% of the market, they're fast followers, that's 15% of the market. Market leaders and fast followers, like, they just move. They know they need to buy stuff, so they do the upgrades, they make the move. You know, but then you get cautious adopters that are just saying, yeah, I'm not going to move to the cloud yet. I'm waiting for 50% of people to get to the cloud, and when that happens, call me, right? And then you get laggards that just don't care. They're like, just keep sending me maintenance patches, and or, you know what, I'm not even going to pay for maintenance. You know, we have everything we need, thank you. Right? So they're targeting that base. And, you know, market, you know, the cautious adopters, that's 50% of the market. And the laggards are 30% of the market. So 80% of the market isn't making these upgrades or changes or updates. And this is their way for the vendor to actually figure out how to generate some more revenue off of these poor souls.
So then my next question is, what should the customer do? You know, what should the end user do if the sales rep is going after them like this?
Well, here's the issue. So you're going to get tied up with all these legal bills, right? Because what's going to happen is, you know, you get this, you know, threat for an audit. So the sales guys are going to sound pretty convincing that, hey, I need to get someone in there to do an audit. And so you go through this dance, right? But you pretty much have to hold your ground as to what indirect access is. Now, here's the thing. Like, if you've got, like, 100 users and only paid for 50, that's a different story, right? You know, I mean, that you better pay up. But if you've got like 100 users and, you know, and then you've got like all these other, you know, connection points that they want to charge you for, that really shouldn't be. I mean, this is stuff you thought would have been paid for ages ago, right? Then you should really just assert your definition. You're like, look, that's not indirect access. Here's what we're doing, right? We're processing batch data. We're entering data from a third-party system on our own. It's, you know, we're integrating information, right, from a data warehouse to another system. We're accessing data into the system and connecting it through data integration. So there's no human user on the other end. You can't charge me for that. And hold your ground. And then while you're doing that, you've got to figure out your own audit to figure out, are you doing the right things, right? You know, if you are definitely not, you know, in an indirect access situation, bypass the sales system, bypass the sales leaders, because I would be surprised that the CMO of a company and the CEO of the company knows that this is happening. If they knew this was happening, they would be ashamed, right? I don't think they want this. I don't think they want the publicity around that. And then really the last thing is if you've got to prepare to go all the way, because for the companies that we've worked with that have said, hey, look, you know, this is just ridiculous. We're going to go public with this. We've seen people back down. Right, but you've got to be ready to go. And this is useful. I mean, but before you go all the way, I think there's third parties that can get involved and really help, whether it's a user group, whether it's, you know, people like you, Mark, and press and media, you know, even poor souls like us, like industry analysts. I mean, the point being is, like, I think when you involve a third party in this and that there's a threat or potential of this information getting out there and really shaming the vendor, that would happen. The point is not to shame a vendor. The point is to get the win-win and say, guys, lay off. But, you know, we've seen so many companies come to us in the last 2 quarters about this that I am fed up enough to actually do this kind of podcast with you. And I will be really excited to see what the response rate is when this happens as to what other people are saying. So.
Yeah, as will I. Okay, well, great advice, Ray. Really appreciate you talking to us today.
Oh, no problem. Hey, Mark, anytime.
And for more information on everything around Oracle, visit searchoracle.com.